Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2008-24, Gregory A. and Charlotte L. Hastings.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2008-24 for Gregory A. and Charlotte L. Hastings. Based upon the record for the following reasons, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking 10 lots with a minimum lot area of 21,780 square feet. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. The project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance. It was originally submitted as a standard subdivision and has been resubmitted as a clustered subdivision with more open space and greater buffers around the perimeter of the site. The design addresses the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 10 lots on 14.37 acres. This results in a density that is significantly less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. There will be no more than 10 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. Stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and the area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of this school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agriculture buffer shall be shown along properties bordering on any land used primarily for any agriculture purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. All silt fencing shall be outside of the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas will be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks will be located on one side of all streets in the subdivision. The interior streets shall be redesigned to include another cul-de-sac or turnaround in the area, central area of the subdivision, since a waiver from the 1,000 maximum street length was not requested. The existing mobile homes must either be removed or the applicant must obtain a variance from the board adjustments prior to the final site plan approval. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question. Can we consider this something we did in the past and we sort of quit doing it? Can we consider this as granting a conceptual preliminary approval? Have them bring back a preliminary with the correct notes on it? So that we can then have something that we can send to agencies like Public Works for the county engineering so they know what we've approved. First question. That was the first question.
That's fine.
When you read number one of their conditions, did you state lot area 1/2 acre or 21,780 square feet?
They did 21.
Yeah, yeah. I was reading something. And then I have a question on G. The agriculture buffer, all silt fencing shall be outside of the buffer area. Can we change that to read all silt fencing shall be on the interior side of the buffer area? That's probably bad. If they put it outside, they might put it on property line.
Yeah.
And then they still impact the buffer. So the, you know, the forested buffer ordinance that's proposed, you know, will be enforceable when we get a subdivision that hits that date. Would require it to have, it's one of the first things they put in is the buffer zone in it. We'll take care of that. So if we did that, the conceptual item, then could we change N, which you read as the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Could N be written as the conceptual preliminary site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon the depiction and or noting of the reference conditions of approval?
Wouldn't that be the preliminary site plan if this is conceptual?
That could be. That's true.
Yeah.
And then you put O for the final site plan as it's written. That would just, and we should do that more often than not, because that's sometimes we're not.
So I'd say the preliminary.
Illness at the end, when they should have noted it up front for the agency to see what we approved.
The preliminary site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon.
The depiction and or noting other reference conditions of approval. Most of those conditions are going to be notes. Some of them are going to be actual labeling or the depiction of that item that's questioned.
So let me just get this. So it would say, Lawrence, if I have this right, what you're saying, the preliminary site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon the depiction and or noting of the conditions on the plan. Is that?
Yeah, I just put depiction and or noting because some of them are notes and some of them are actual label. Actually, it would have to depict it on the site.
Okay.
So either way. And I just changed.
With the add
Benny
O.
Read N, and I just made that O and just flipped them to put them in sequence.
Mr. Chairman, I wish to amend my motion to reflect the comments made by Mr. Lank.
Okay, very good. Will you have a second?
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2008-24, Gregory A. and Charlotte L. Hastings, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next